stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. ABSA, your story matters.
Complaint against UPND candidate over alleged premature declaration in Chawama by-election. UNECA calls for regional action to address energy access gaps in SADC. And in global news, UN warns Mozambique floods spiraling into escalating emergency. With a 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, has announced that it will file a formal complaint against losing UPND candidate in the Chawama parliamentary by-election, Morgan Munda, and his party over alleged misconduct that occurred prior to the official announcement of results. FDD spokesperson Anthony Chibuye says the party is concerned that the UPND candidate and party officials allegedly prematurely declared him as the winner of the by-election before the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, released the official results. Mr. Chibuye explained that following the alleged false declaration, UPND supporters reportedly engaged in celebratory activities, including sprinkling powder on the candidate, playing loud music, and holding jubilant celebrations within the constituency. He stated that such actions amounted to a breach of peace and had the potential to disrupt the electoral process at a time when calm and restraint were required from all political stakeholders. Mr. Chibuye further noted that the alleged conduct undermined public confidence in the electoral process and posed a potential threat to state security, and has emphasized that political parties must respect electoral procedures and await official announcements from the relevant authorities.
As the nation already knows, the UPND candidates, Mr. Morgan Munda, and some UPND officials, very senior members of the UPND, falsely declared that Munda Morgan had won the Chawama elections. The UPND started sprinkling powder, jubilations, playing loud music, and doing all other actions whose undertaking would have amounted to the breach of peace and ultimately plunged the whole electoral process into chaos and would have undermined state security.
United Chemicals Zambia Limited has been ordered by the Economic, Financial and Crimes Court to pay the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, over 10.7 million kwacha for tax evasion. Details of the case are that between the 1st of July 2022 and the 31st of March 2023 in Ndola, the company, in collusion with others unknown, allegedly submitted false declarations to ZRA and misrepresented that several containers of cooking oil were exported from Zambia using different motor vehicles to Choice Services, SARL, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, thereby violating the provisions of the Customs and Excise Act. It is also evidenced that the company submitted falsified returns and statements that included zero-rated sales totaling over 19.1 million kwacha, resulting in a loss of government revenue in the form of value-added tax amounting to over 10.7 million kwacha. ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala says when the matter was presented for plea on the 19th of January 2026 before Honorable Tamara Kakusa, sitting as Economic and Financial Crimes Court Ndola, the accused pleaded guilty to 8 counts of furnishing false returns and statements. Mr. Nzala says the court convicted and sentenced the convict to a fine of 40,000 kwacha to be paid within 14 days from the date of conviction, and warrant of distress will be issued in default. He says the convict was further ordered to pay the evaded value added tax of 10.7 million kwacha and compensate the state 400,000 kwacha for the prosecution expenses incurred, which have since been paid.
In this case, we have this company, you know, being found guilty on all 8 counts of furnishing false returns and statements, you know, and this is in a case where the company did submit falsified returns and statements that included zero-rated sales totaling over 19.1 million, resulting in that revenue loss. So we encourage taxpayers, we encourage businesses to ensure that their declarations or their returns are factual and truthful. We have intensified all these, you know, we have intensified our vigilance in terms of just ensuring that we keep tax evasion, and also we have intensified our information technology capacities to detect malpractices.
The United Nations Economic Commission for Africa, UNECA, has called for a regional approach in resolving the challenge of uneven access to modern energy across the Southern African Development Community, SADC region. Speaking at the expert group meeting on the SADC Just Energy Transition in Lusaka this morning, UNECA Director Eunice Kamwendo noted that Southern Africa is home to vast renewable energy resources and critical energy minerals crucial for transition, stressing that the region cannot afford to be a mere observer in a rapidly changing energy transition landscape. Ms. Kamwendo says the region is endowed with rich solar belts, vast hydropower potential, high potential wind corridors, and about 30% of global critical minerals essential in manufacturing and clean energy technologies. She says by accelerating the region's energy diversification efforts and expanding regional grid interconnections, the region stands to increase energy access to many, lessen exposure to price volatility and other supply shocks.
We all also know that we have, as a region, but also as individual countries, challenges around access to energy. It's really uneven across the region. Urban areas for most countries have made a lot of progress, but I think they still have challenges around rural electrification, which, you know, goes over just over about 30%. These disparities reinforce social and economic inequalities and limit opportunities for livelihoods in terms of education, health, and others.
Meanwhile, SADC Executive Secretary Elias Makotsi, in a speech read on his behalf by Senior Program Officer for Energy Moses Ntamele, say that energy is a key enabler of industrialization, economic development, regional integration, and improved quality of life across the SADC region. He has highlighted the need for member states to prioritize energy security, infrastructure development, and sustainable energy transitions.
I wish to emphasize that energy is one of the enablers of just transition and a driver for economic development. It's very important for the quality of life for our people in the region. Hence, it is our task here as experts and, of course, and representatives of our member states to be able to ensure the discipline that will actually go through. Senior officials of energy, ministers, and, of course, even councillors as well as the summit.
The Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, has proposed making plastic labeling mandatory to help vulnerable groups, including women and youth, make informed decisions about the chemical content of plastic products. ZEMA Acting Director General Karen Banda said the lack of clear labeling has hindered effective waste collection and management in the country. Speaking during the opening session of the Plastic Waste Management Stakeholder Consultations on the role of gender and vulnerable populations in Lusaka this morning, Ms. Banda says the move will ensure health and environmental protections are prioritized in the country. Ms. Banda says informal waste workers and women are increasingly exposed to hazardous chemicals throughout the plastic life cycle, from production and use to disposal and recycling, under